final game. I mean, I guess the final chance for guys to make a good impression, not only players, but I guess, you know, for your kind of show what your offense is about too.
We need to come out and execute, and we need to play better at the quarterback position. And I think that's we need to finish the season on a strong note that way.
You think it would help? I mean, how much would it help Jake from a confidence standpoint heading into the offseason to play well?
Well, I think it'll help everyone. I think it'll help the organization. I think it'll help Jake. I think it'll help his teammates. You know, to finish with a win and play well at home.
How would you say he's been doing on the long ball since you're down? Is he getting better, or is that an area that needs to be more accurate on?
Well, you know, we threw. He did a really nice job against Indianapolis, throwing the ball down the field. Made a couple big plays early. Obviously, we missed the big one in Green Bay, the fourth play of the game this week. And I think we're all judged on what we've done. It's a what have you done for me lately business. So that's what we're judged on.
You see, I mean, it seemed like he'd been more times than not. He's been short. Well, I take it back even long on a couple of balls, other games. But it seemed like he'd been short of late. I mean, was there a wind an issue on Sunday, or was he just
– No, he just missed a throw on that.
Okay.
Did he struggle with his technique at all on some of those underthrown balls?
I think any time you miss a ball, there's a fundamental breakdown. Whether it be the lower body or upper body, it always goes back to that.
What do you think overall on the long balls, if not just like the last two games, is that been a decent category, you know, decent area for him, or is that something that they need to work on consistently? Or?
No, I think that we've had some success the last 4 or 5 weeks on. I think the thing that would help him is there were a couple of the interception he threw. He was going to Nate Washington. It looked like he was going to Kenny, but Nate Washington wins, and it's going to be a 20-yard gain. And the left guard loses up front, and Jake gets hit, and he's not able to finish his follow-through. And those are things that he can't control. And we're going to – I mean, it's on him. He's the quarterback. We're all going to put the blame on him, but those are the realities of the position.
Do you feel confident? I mean, I know you shuffle guys in and out on the offensive line. Can you protect him on a consistent basis with what you've got to work with right now, you think?
We have to, because we don't have another option. You know, it's, we have four guys down. Otto gets sick before the game. It is what it is. You know, we can only – so what I told him before the game, we can only control what we can control, and we have no say over who's healthy and who's not.
It looked like the Hail Mary at halftime was underthrown too. Was there a technique issue on that?
Well, that's like a 70-yard throw. There's, I mean, that's just throw it as far as you can. The guys are running down. He kind of scrambled. And that what made the throw appear underthrown is because he was scrambling around before.
Can you evaluate Kendall's season a little bit? What, you know, is this – more than what you expected from him, less?
I think it's what we expected when we drafted him in the first round. He's an explosive player. I wish that he was healthy. Last week, I think it would have helped us. I think he might be leading our team on the stats, but I think he's leading the team in receptions and targets, and he's going to be a good player for a long time here.
Obviously leading the league among rookies in catches. The average yards per catch is not real high, though. Is that something that you hope to pick up?
Well, I think it's probably because he's a slot receiver. He's quicker than fast. He's really explosive in his lower body. So he's catching a lot of slammer screens, the underneath stuff, giving him a chance to run after the catch. And sometimes, you know, you throw a slammer screen on second 20, that's going to be – you're not going to have a 17-yard average on that stuff.
Jake's footwork on the top of his drops was a concern heading into the season. Has he really improved on that?
He's improved. It's a work in progress, and needs to continue to improve for us to get where we need to go.
How so? A little bit. Like, what does he need to improve?
Just his overall consistency with his footwork, keeping a base, you know, and not overstriding a lot. And when you overstride, that leads to, you know, throwing high and too long on deep balls.
What do you, as you, you know, obviously that the overall record's not going to be as good as last year, but are there things in this offense that you can point to and say, I like this looking ahead, this makes me feel good about the future with this offense?
Well, there are certain things and certain people that obviously, yes, that I feel good about going forward. We do have some playmakers. We need to get all of them healthy, and we need to do a better job getting them the ball.
You hadn't been dealt a great hand here to close out the year because of injuries and other things. But, I mean, how much do you think this experience has kind of helped you, you know, move and looking ahead to next year's be able to coordinate and call some games?
Well, I think that was the biggest thing is it's helped me is just to do it. And I think every week that you learn a little bit something, you get a little bit better at it, and you learn a lot about your quarterback in the process and the people around him. You know, I would love to have Jared Cook healthy and Kenny Britt 100% and the four offensive linemen, obviously. But like I said, we're not going to make excuses for that. We're going to, you know, coach the guys we got and try to, you know, go win a game.
Now, do you allow yourself to think about what may happen after Sunday?
No. I'm worried about right now, today, practice, make sure we have a good day on nickel and third down scenario. We need to improve. So, you know, we need to win the game Sunday, and the rest will take care of itself. And in this profession, this business, you can't get caught looking forward. I mean, we don't have any control over the thing that we can't control is whether we have a good practice today or not.
You talked about the importance of creating mismatches when Cook out, Kendall out. I mean, do you still try to create those, or do you?
You try to put your guys in the most advantageous, you know, situations possible, and it does when you lose two of your big weapons, especially on third down. That's where that comes up. It's not as much the first and second down. First and second down, all of a sudden you don't have Cook to control the middle of the field, and they're going to overpopulate the line of scrimmage. They're going to put eight people in the box. And, you know, teams are going to play a lot more press man until you show you can win outside, and that's where you lose those type guys, the guys that can do stuff after the catch. You know, obviously Jared's a big body guy, and Kendall's really quick, so they have the ability to separate.
How has Barton looked in two tight end sets if Craig – can't play this week?
He's done a nice job, you know, and obviously if it works out where Craig can't play and he has to play, then we expect him to step in and do his job.
How have you seen Jake grow? You kind of addressed it with Matt's question, but how have you seen him grow from the beginning of the season?
Well, I think the overall process of understanding what it's going to take to win in this league, I think he's learning that fast. I think he's learning a lot about his teammates and himself in the process. And you know, the thing is, he's getting his lumps in right now, and that always helps. And, you know, the thing is, we got to do a much better job with the staff and the people, the playmakers and the people around him, of doing our jobs to help him do his job. I do believe the one thing about quarterback play is the way you're successful at this position is you get 10 other guys doing their jobs around him, and that helps more than anything.
Is there anything that you can point at this offense and say it's better than last year at doing anything in particular?
Well, you guys are really good at that type of stuff. I'll let that up to you guys. But, no, the movement stuff, I think Jake's done a really good job getting outside the pocket the last 4 or 5 weeks and throwing the ball on the run. And, like I said, you know, I keep talking about the Green Bay play. If we hit that, that's another movement play. So, you know, building on that and playing into Jake's strengths a little bit, need to continue to improve throwing from the pocket and doing that stuff. But, you know, it's improving, and I think that he's going to continue to improve on that stuff.
Does Britt look different now, you know, toward the end of the season than he did early, and do you expect next year he's back to the way he was maybe at the beginning of last year?
Well, that's what you hope for, obviously, because the beginning of last year he's one of the best receivers in the National Football League, and right now I'd probably guess Kenny's 80%, and I think that's what people see on tape. And, you know, there was a big statement to me when they'd been matching 38, the Packers had been versus every best receiver in the first play of the game. We get the ball batted, and they put 37 on Kenny. And I think that's kind of health-wise, that's where he's at a little bit. And he ran a great route and was open. I would love to have seen that ball get complete and not batted down the line of scrimmage because he did a nice job.
What's his attitude, work ethic been like, I guess, during the course?
It's been awesome. I mean, Kenny's come out, worked every day. Obviously, he's frustrated, not, you know, with losing, with you know, outside the Indy game, he hadn't had a big day. I think he's a little bit frustrated with his own body, stuff he doesn't have control over.
On the third down with about 2 minutes left in the second quarter, should Jake have gone to Kenny deep down the field, or was it just a situation where he was pressured and he went to Nate instead?
Well, obviously on that play, we would have liked to see him go to Kenny simply for the fact that it was our best receiver versus number 37. That was a guy we talked about going after during the week is number 38 for them. Tremont is a good player, you know, so it's part of the matchup, that you got to play. And, you know, we talked about that earlier with the mismatches.